fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
The program. with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must
smoke fills All right, welcome back. You're tuned into 101.9. This is CFNC. That track I played was Party Hats by Bare Hands. And if you couldn't guess the theme of this week's episode, it's going to be 2010s alt rock that you might have heard on the radio. And I opened it up with High by Saint Sly. And that's an... Saint Sly is a band that I never really loved. I tried getting into the album Don't You Worry Honey that this one's off of. And there's a few really good tracks on it, like And Run, 2AM, and Astronaut I really like as well. But I kind of drifted away the older I got and got into new things. But speaking of 2AM, Party Hats is by Bare Hands, and Bare Hands is most commonly known for 2AM. Party Hats is just my favorite Bare Hands song, and yeah, it never gets old on me. And the song in between those was The House That Heaven Built, and that's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's by the Japan Droids, and yeah, it's just a non-stop punch in the face. And yeah, I would hear it in the car with my dad all the time when I was younger. But yeah, coming up next, I got some more songs. Sprawl 2 by Arcade Fire. This is one of my dad's favorites that we would listen to in the car. It's like an inside joke with us. After that, I got Jake Bug with Lightning Bolt. And I never realized how much he kind of sounds like Bob Dylan, but better. If you guys don't know, I am the number one Bob Dylan hater that you'll find at this radio station, I bet. I think it'll be hard to find somebody who dislikes Bob Dylan more than I. Not dislikes, but just kind of is annoyed by him. I'm not looking forward to when he dies because his music and image will be everywhere. But yeah, without further ado, Sprawl 2, Arcade Fire.
These days my life, I feel it has no purpose. waxing up a pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I'm starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with grit. Lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for sticking with me. You can tune into 101.9. This is CFNC, and I am Nate, the host of this show, The Program. And yeah, just a little rundown of the songs I played. I played Sprawl 2. I played Lightning Bolt by Jake Bug. And I played San Francisco by the Mowglis. San Francisco being another song that my dad would play on the radio on the way to school, and I think it was grade 3 I listened to this a bunch, my last year at McGilvery. And yeah, just I don't know, there's an energy to the song that I can't really describe, that has kind of nestled its way into my brain and has never left. And yeah, I just really love that song. But speaking of songs that I really love, we got a couple coming up next. Actually, I say a couple, and I will be leaving you guys after this. This is a pre-recorded episode. I just have a lot of stuff going on, and I kind of need the time to not go to class. Wow. I kind of need the time to like go to class and study, so I don't think I'll be going live for a while. But coming up next, and to finish the show off, I have Content by Joywave. Now, I don't know if it's content or content. That's kind of the beauty of it. And something that they talk about in the song, you guys will hear in just a sec. One of my favorite openings. And yeah, I just think the album is Content is just very underrated. Joywave isn't a small band by any means, but I don't see them getting the love they deserve. And when people talk about Joywave, I don't ever see them talk about Content. I'll just riff off the track list. Let's Talk About Feelings, the outro, amazing. Thanks for Coming, beautiful song, amazing production. It's an incredible thing to sample too. But then one of my favorite three track runs ever, Doubt, Going to a Place, and Little Lies Untold. And even the track after that, When You're Born, another amazing one. And the big hit from this one is It's a Trip, and that song itself is a trip. But after that, I got I Love You by Said the Whale. It reminds me of going to the beach. And then I got The Drugs by Mother Mother, just a big one that my sister and a lot of my friends from back home like. Shout out Eliza. And then we got Trojans by Atlas Genius. Song that took me a while. I've always loved this song, but the lyrics haven't really resonated with me up until lately. And yeah, I never really got the whole lyrics to it till now, but I really like them. I think they're nice. And then to finish it off, I got Hit Parade by Mute Math. I saw Mute Math live with my twin and sister, before they dropped Hit Parade, and the mixing was terrible for them, and I felt really bad because they are a really underrated band, I think, and Hit Parade is the opus. Most bands can't make a better song than Hit Parade. And then, just because I need new music, I included Maruja. Reconcile the outro. I just think it's a nice way to finish off anything. But yeah, thanks for sticking with me this episode. I know not talking a lot. Haven't been talking a lot in my past episodes even. But yeah, I just got a lot going on right now. Hope you guys are all well. Thanks for sticking with me. Kind of just talking now to pad out some time. If you guys are interested in booking a live session at CFNC, you can email livesessions@cfnc.ca. DM me if you want, Nate Bright with 3 T's on Instagram, or DM CFNC Live Sessions, or even CFNC Music, because I run those socials as well. So yeah, I'll be able to see all of the messages on all of those, so feel free to say whatever you want. All right, thanks for sticking with me. Yeah, free Palestine, and I'll see you guys next week. I'm sure.
difference between what content and content can bring. Maybe they're no different cause they look the same. Maybe I'm just an algorithm with a given name, but trying to find the difference.
What could I do?
You got it wrong, but I love you. You got it wrong.
change your love, change the scene, change it all. We can't change what we've been. You're choking in my head. You're choking in my head.
Tell me something. Tell me everything. You're the one. wore a hat and I smoked a pipe. Oh man, I was number one on the hit parade.
No.
Your Queens Gaels are on the road on October 4th to take on the Guelph Griffins. A win for the Gaels punches their ticket to the OUA playoffs. A loss for the Griffins could spell the end of a once promising season. Will it be the surging Gaels or the struggling Griffins? Anything can happen on game day, so you don't want to miss out. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 o'clock kickoff.